You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now: a shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech. Fraud as a service. One industry expert says it's on the rise. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. Whether it's for travel, meals, or event tickets, it's hard to deny the allure of a good deal. Providing discounts through fraudulent means is a thriving business online. Once mostly relegated to the far reaches of the dark web, fraudsters are now offering questionable deals to consumers on mainstream social media sites and messaging apps. That's according to the online fraud prevention company SIFT. Part of the scam is what are called account takeovers, or ATOs, which Brittany Allen, a trust and safety architect with SIFT, says are increasing.
We're finding that you could pretty much call 2023 the year of ATOs, because we saw ATO attacks jump over 350% year over year in Q2 of 2023. Those are attempts that we've seen. So someone using stolen password and email address combinations, or password and username combinations, to attempt to enter an account. So that means that they already have that data on hand and they're just trying to see where it works online.
Why do you think there is such a surge in these account takeover attempts right now?
We saw some of the surges in prior years tied to specific events like the pandemic. So we saw spikes in the targeting of hotel accounts or airline accounts. Fraudsters knew they wouldn't get caught there if they went in and saw what the bounces were and maybe transferred the points elsewhere. But what we're seeing right now is just a general acknowledgement of how valuable these accounts can be, especially when they're in the hands of fraudsters who have spent many years building up their skills at providing, let's say, things like fraud as a service, where they're able to make purchases on behalf of a customer base and use stolen accounts and stolen payment methods to build an entire business.
And what happens to these hacked accounts typically?
So when a fraudster gets access to stolen credentials, they can either use it for their own use, or they can package those accounts and sell them on to others for use. It really just depends on what their specialty is and what their end goal is for monetizing these accessed accounts. But in the end, the account holder is going to be left with a used credit card with a purchase they don't recognize. They are somehow going to be financially impacted by this account takeover.
We'll be right back. You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now: a shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Now, a part of why account takeovers went up, according to your report, is due to what's referred to as fraud influencers. Can you explain what that is?
I can do my best as an elder millennial to explain what fraud influencers are. Yes. So on social media platforms, let's say TikTok, for example, you'll have a generation of users that are more and more likely to use those as their search functionality and searching just for, let's say, free food hack, something pretty innocent. But instead, what they are very easily able to find would be the content put on those platforms by fraud influencers, those who were selling stolen credit cards, and in the case of what we reported on, selling stolen accounts through which those purchases can be made, or even making the fraud as a service postings where they say, if you just pay me 10 or 20% of the value of the item you want, I'll make the purchase for you and you'll get the item. Everything will be done very easily. The fraudster there is not as concerned about getting his likes or his follows there. He's usually redirecting the people he's targeting to other services, but they still are able to use social media to target a new audience of potential customers.
And last thing, how has generative AI played a role in all of this, this increase that you're reporting?
So AI is useful for fraudsters who want to write convincing phishing emails, spam emails, social media posts, and it can even help them commit fraud in languages that they don't speak. Now, when we're talking about the types of AI like generative deepfakes or, a fake voice, that instance is one where you'll see that most commonly used by fraudsters who are targeting, let's say, one particular persona to hit as many potential victims as possible. I'd be unlikely to have a fraudster use AI to do a deepfake of my brother and try to trick me into sending $300 to him because he is marooned in the outback of Australia or whatever the story would be, because I'm just one potential victim and that's a lot of work to mimic my brother. However, if I'm a celebrity and I have tons of online followers, it might be worth it for them to create a deepfake of me asking people to donate to a charity that doesn't really exist and then taking those proceeds and running with them.
That was Brittany Allen at SIFT. We've linked to SIFT's most recent Digital Trust and Safety Index on our website, marketplacetech.org. We've also shared some tips to avoid getting hacked, practices like using strong passwords and multi-factor authentication tools. Believe it or not, the decades-old phishing with a PH, which involves getting people to click on unfamiliar links, is still around. Last month, a hacker managed to take over the X account of Vitalik Buterin, creator of the cryptocurrency Ethereum. The scammer then stole almost $700,000 from Buterin's followers with one simple, malicious link posted to his feed. Daniel Shin produced this episode. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.